Thank you, Cathaoirleach, and Minister, you're very welcome in this afternoon. And I rise today to focus on the House's attention on a vital public service that sits at the very heart of social inclusion on this island, the free travel scheme. Specifically, I'm calling on the Minister for Social Protection to investigate a comprehensive, seamless expansion of this scheme into Northern Ireland. The free travel scheme is a lifeline providing dignity, independence and mobility to all our older citizens, full-time carers and people with disabilities. Yet, when an eligible pass holder reaches the border, that independence is abruptly halted by an invisible wall of administrative bureaucracy. I want to preempt what I expect the Minister is going to argue today. The Department will likely argue that a system already exists. They will point to the senior pass scheme, where a resident here can apply for a separate concessionary card to travel into the north. But let us be completely honest with ourselves. Forcing a 75-year-old pensioner or a vulnerable citizen to fill out separate cross-border application form, jump through bureaucracy hoops and wait weeks for a second piece of plastic is not a true All-Ireland strategy. It is a barrier. It is an administrative deterrent. It's also a scheme that leaves out those with disabilities and full-time carers. We must recognise that the communities near the border do not see their lives in two separate halves. For them, the border is a line on a map, not a barrier to daily life. Families, social lives and basic daily activities span both sides of that line fluidly. When a pensioner or a disabled person wants to visit a grandchild, go to the shop or attend a community event just a few miles away, they shouldn't have to navigate a maze of international paperwork just to use a local bus. The current clunky separation of transport passes ignores the lived reality of these tight-knit cross-border communities. Let's be clear, a truly seamless integrated system is a win-win that delivers massive practical benefits to residents of Northern Ireland as well. Northern seniors holding a senior smart pass love visiting the south, but the moment they cross the border, their younger disabled neighbours and full-time carers are left completely stranded and forced to pay full adult fares. By working with Northern authorities and Stormont, and Westminster to recognise reciprocal rights seamlessly, we open up transit opportunities for all vulnerable Northern citizens, allowing them to travel, spend and visit families in the Republic without facing a financial or administrative wall. The true value of an all-island approach is that it replaces confusion with total coherence. Right now, we have a messy, unequal patchwork of rules. A disabled citizen in the south gets 100% free travel, but across the border, a disabled person only gets a half fare pass and a full-time carer gets absolutely nothing at all. This is a significant human rights gap on a single island. Sitting down with Stormont to deliver a single unified rulebook for free travel means we lift everyone to the same high standard of dignity and mobility, ensuring that a person's vulnerability isn't penalised simply because of a jurisdiction they happen to live in. Finally, as a more general point, we must stop planning public transport inside geographic silos and start looking at our transit networks as a real, logical all-Ireland basis. Take the Northwest, for example. The city of Derry is a natural economy and a transit hub for the vast majority of County Donegal. For citizens living in Donegal or Monaghan, it is frequently much faster and more practical to transit directly across Tyrone or Fermanagh to reach another part of the Republic than it is to navigate their way into Connacht. If our transport geometry is inherently cross-border, our ticketing and free travel system must be exactly the same. If this government is genuinely committed to shared island initiatives, we must move past these clunky, outdated systems. An all-Ireland approach should be a default setting for public services, not an afterthought. We need a modern, integrated framework where a free travel pass issued in Cork, Galway or Dublin can be tapped on a Dublin or a train or a bus ready for Belfast, Derry or Enniskillen. No separate applications, no additional passes and no bureaucratic headaches. So I urge the Minister to demonstrate real leadership on this matter, to initiate immediate feasibility talks on the matter. Thank you.